Have you been bothered by a strong and persistent heartbeat, sweaty palms, fast breathing, shallow breathing, tingling, weird sensations? Well, if that's the case, this video is for you because we're going to talk about what we can do to see palpitations and other surface manifestations of fear fade away. Of course, no medical advice here. If you're concerned about your health, always talk to your doctor. This said, I think there's a lot to learn for anyone that's experienced these symptoms in the context of being afraid. I have a really, really great teaching that I want to share with you that I got from someone named Nick Wignall a couple years ago. But first, quick announcement. When Coach Michelle started her one-on-one coaching program where she does one-on-one sessions on Zoom, I said that I think it's ideal if we have not more than 2 week like wait time. And she's consistently been about 2 weeks out. So I know, you know, it's getting like the demand is up there. It's a little bit hard to find slots, but we are working on that. We're trying to keep that availability within 2 weeks. So there are more slots in the work, just so you know. So I want to share that because I talked to Michelle about that today. Now, going back to our topic, I want to actually start with a question to you. I'm gonna give you a scenario. And then, you know, you're going to guess what's going on. So here's the scenario. Your heart is breathing fast and hard. Your palms are sweaty. Your breathing is rapid and shallow. You're dizzy. There's tingling in your arms. What is happening? You're going to get four alternatives here. What is happening? A, you're watching the NHL finals and your team is up 3-2 with 31 seconds on the clock and they are in box play. That's option A, all right? Option B, you're Eminem. Option C, you're having a panic attack. Option D, which is the last one, you're in high school and your crush is walking towards you. So again, you know, all these things are happening. Your heart is beating fast. Your palms are sweaty. You're breathing fast and shallow. You're dizzy. What's going on? You're watching the A, you're watching the NHL finals. You're Eminem. C, you're having a panic attack. D, you're in high school and your crush is walking towards you. Think about it for a second. And I'm going to reveal the answer now, which is, of course, it could actually be any of the above. In any of the above scenarios, we could feel exactly these things. And, you know, that may, you probably saw that coming. Like, it's not maybe like earth shattering to you, but it's still super, super valuable to see this. Because now we can take the next step here and we can ask a follow-up question, which is this one. Out of these four scenarios, in which of them can palpitations and breathing fast and sweaty palms and the other manifestations there, in which of these scenarios can that be really scary to have that experience? And so if you go back here, is it scary to us that we're hard at breathing fast when watching the NHL finals? No. Is it scary if we were Eminem? No, because right in the movie, he's going to have that rap battle, right? Is it scary if you're in high school and your crush is walking toward you? No. But the answer is C is correct. When we're having a panic attack or we're scared and anxious, then the palpitations can add to that. We can feel them and be like, hey, what is going on? Why am I feeling this? Something must be wrong, right? And why is this? Why is it that in the C scenario, that palpitations and these other things can be really scary to us? Well, it is because there is no obvious reason. Or as Nick Wignall taught it to me, the symptoms are out of context. These feelings are out of context. We can't see anything happening. There's nothing going on and still that's happening. And this is the exact, you know, another way to look at it is that the exact same symptoms, the exact same things don't bother us when they happen in context, in the NHL game, in seeing our crush, in being Eminem, right? Like when it happens in that context, this is not scary to us because of course it would happen, right? So now, you know, we've taken, a really great step towards understanding, you know, why it bothers us in option C. And now we can take the sort of final step here towards kind of like the points of like the 4 points I created on how we can meet this, which is seeing that there actually is an obvious reason. There is no obvious external reason. There is nothing we can see, touch, feel outside us that explains why these things are happening inside us, but we're scared. We are scared. Like, these things happen because we are scared. And we can be scared of not sleeping, like insomnia. We're scared of being awake, and they happen because of that fear. Or we can be scared of being scared, like when we have like panic attacks or anxiety, then we're scared of having a panic attack, which is really fear of fear, right? Or we can be scared of not sleeping because we will have a bad day. Or we can be scared of this happening again, or another perceived danger, something that actually cannot harm us or hurt us, but yet that we can be scared of. So, again, my point here is that there is an obvious reason, even though there's no obvious external reason. There's an obvious internal reason, all right? So now we've done sort of like the foundational teaching for this episode, for this class, and it leads us to these four bullet points of kind of what to do. Okay, we know all these things, so what do we do, all right? So number one, I say, is deploy honesty. Deploy honesty and see why we have these experiences. Again, not medical advice, you know? If you're concerned about your health, talk to your doctor, but in the context of fear, fear can explain all this, right? So if we deploy honesty and we see like, oh my gosh, I'm super scared and this is happening, then that honesty can lead us to see very clearly like why, okay? So if you're honest, we can see very clearly why it's happening, and that in itself is so helpful because mystery goes away. And when mystery goes away, we're automatically less scared. Number two, deploy kindness and not punishing ourselves for this. It's something that happens automatically, right? And what I mean by deploy kindness is like, oftentimes we go in a direction of like, why is this happening? Why can't I get past this? Like, why do I have palpitations? What's wrong with me? Which is really self-criticism. We're sort of like criticizing our own like safety system. And by criticizing it, we're putting pressure on it to not, you know, produce palpitations and not be scared. And when somebody tells you, don't be scared, don't be scared, don't be scared, of course, we just become more scared. So if we deploy kindness and we're gentle and kind, and we're like, okay, I see why this is happening. It's all right. There's no real danger, but my brain is a little confused. Then that can be super, super helpful. Number three, deploying courage. Deploying courage and being willing to have these experiences, because when we try to get away, when we try to like stop the palpitations, stop the sweaty palms or something like that, that's basically also a message to the brain to say like, don't be scared, stop being scared. And that's like, we can't do that. We can't by force, like we can't force ourselves to be less scared. It's like if you have a child that's scared of the dark and you're like, don't be scared of the dark, right? You know? So the more we try to avoid these experiences, the stronger they become, because the fear becomes amplified. So deploying that courage and being willing to experience these uncomfortable things really lead to them fading. And then finally, number four here, deploy even more kindness when you don't find that courage to avoid discomfort. When you're like, I know I should be willing to experience this. That's what leads me to where I want to be, but I can't. I'm going to try to get away from it. Well, after the fact, you can just be kind to yourself and see that that's so natural. None of us want to experience discomfort. It's paradoxical. It's counterintuitive. So just when that happens, deploy even more kindness and things will really fade out, and these experiences will happen less and less and less till they don't happen at all. They will happen in context, of course, but they won't happen from that inner reason. And so yeah, hope this was really, really valuable to you and made sense. As always, you know, let me know in the comments what you thought. And if you find that thanks to the free videos here, you're finding your way, you know, you're putting the pieces of the puzzle together and you're arriving where you want to be, peaceful sleep, peace of mind, that is wonderful. But if you feel you've waited long enough and you want to know what it feels like to experience life without insomnia, then please just head over to our website and check out our coaching options. We can help. We look forward to seeing you on the inside if you decide to join. So with that said, I hope you have a really nice rest of your Monday and look forward to having you back real soon.